In Parashas Beshalach, in the middle of the Shira, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah tells us, Natisa Yemincha Tivleinu Aretz. You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. So on one hand, it shows that the Egyptians were swallowed up, which is a punishment for what they did against the Bnei Yisrael. However, Rashi quotes from the Chazal, because they recognize that the din coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Rachamav HaKol Masav, allowed them to be buried. So after the earth swallowed them up. So the Rashi Kant, it was Zochel L'Kfura. So on one hand, even though they did a bad thing, but since the bad thing what they did to the Jews in Bnei Yisrael, but since they did a Ksas Shuva, they recognized the faith from Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Kfura. So why specifically the mitzvah of Kfura? So the Avnei Nezer and others explain is because we find Kfura, if you go back to Parashas Noach, there's a famous incident with Noach and Noach's son Shem v'Yefes. So it says, v'yikach Shem es ha-simwet. It should have said, v'yichu, and they took. It says, he took. So from here we learn, so Rashi says that because Shem was going to do it, he really meant it. But once Yefes saw that Shem was going to do it, how was it look? If he doesn't do it, he went in hell. But Shem meant it inherently. And Yefes more outside, like the beauty of Yefes, the Greeks. So Rashi writes, Chazal tell us that Shem was Zocha to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and Yefes was Zocha, his descendants was Zocha to Kfura, to be buried. So there's a famous piece from Rav Soloveitchik called Ethics versus Etiquette, where, and Rav Schachter discusses it in his Svarim, that etiquette means I'm only doing things like, if I'm alone, I wouldn't do it, but if I'm in public, and it's politically correct, it's cultural, so then I will do it. That's etiquette, whatever the norms of this society are. Not necessarily inherently, they can be, but they don't have to be. Well, ethics is, I do the right thing no matter where I am. It doesn't make a difference if people are watching, people are not watching. So, Shame did it. It didn't make a difference. He did it because the right thing. So, he was Zocha to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which is underneath, you know, which is a mitzvah you do. No one knows if you're wearing a Taoist katan or not. So therefore, he was Zocha to ethics, created a mitzvah, which is a private mitzvah that you know you're doing. However, since Yefes is an external mitzvah, so therefore Kura, it's a social norm, people bury, so therefore it's still an important thing. So he got Zocha to something external. Not so because of the mitzvah of Kura, it's more, that's the external factor. That's what the Avnei Nezer points out. So more here, that since it's true they did a tshuva, it was more like an external tshuva. They recognized it came from God, a low-level tshuva, but not an inherent one. So therefore, there was zocha to kfura, there was zocha to an outside, a mitzvah, which, you know, which isn't, kfura is a mitzvah for us, but there was zocha to kfura, that represents that only outwardly they did a tshuva, but not inwardly, just like we find by Shem and Yefes.